A writer named Anthony DeMello has written a book that is one of the most difficult books I've ever read. And it's not because the language is hard to get through or that it's dense in that sense. It's difficult because it is very, very challenging in what it asks of us. The book is called Awareness. DeMello says this in it. Most people tell you that they want to get out of kindergarten, but don't believe them. All they want you to do is to mend their broken toys. Give me back my wife. Give me back my job. Give me back my money, my reputation, my success. This is what they want. They want their toys replaced. It is remarkable how quickly and completely we settle for repaired toys instead of seeking a whole new level of joy and significance in God. We have goals as human beings, often lofty goals, but very often we find ourselves shrinking those goals down to something that is manageable, taking out the risk and the fear and settling for a small life. And we always have very good reasons for accepting the smallness, for accepting the scaled down version of what we once dreamed of. In the gospel today, Jesus came upon a man who claimed for 38 years that he wanted healing. He was right there beside the healing pool. And he said he wanted healing. He may have even believed it himself, but he was probably frightened. And so Jesus asked the same question of that man that he asks of us. Do you want to be made well? One commentator on this passage says Christ's opening question takes us aback because it sounds curiously callous, even cruel. The afflicted man had what he considered to be very good reasons for not reaching the healing pool in those 38 years. He said, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." This man may have been secretly comforted by the smallness of his life. In his 38 years of being there by the healing pool, don't you think he considered how his life would change if he were healed? People would expect him to move around. People might expect him to do productive work. People would no longer help him. What if he couldn't make it out there in the world where everyone moved and challenged and changed? After all, finding healing plants a seed of responsibility in us to do more. And many of us don't care to take on that responsibility. We are invited to be like Christ. And Christ-likeness on paper is what we profess to want. But the closer it gets, the less sure we are that we want it at all. We want it, but we want to keep what we already have. We don't want to change. We just want God to tinker with our lives and make them a little better. DeMello says, we don't want to be unconditionally happy. He says, I'm ready to be happy provided I have this and that and the other thing. We cannot imagine being happy without those conditions. We've been taught to place our happiness in them. We profess a desire to imitate Jesus, and we profess a desire to find peace. But we settle for something far less, something that is comfortable and manageable. We keep our world, our life, manageably small by praying for peace and then constantly stirring up drama. We need attention constantly. We major in the minors. We seek attention for the smallest things until we have even convinced ourselves that those small things matter. We expend our energy and the energy of people around us picking at small matters while leaving the immensities of life unaddressed. At the end of a day, I ask too often, what have I accomplished today? Instead of asking, have I been with the people I love? So, how do we begin to move out of kindergarten and into a full, spiritually adult life, honestly trying to imitate Christ? We don't simply renounce what we've been spending our time and energy on. We simply realize the limitations of those pursuits. They are not lasting. They are not capable of bringing us peace. Together, we have to teach ourselves what is real and lasting and what is not. We have to focus on depth and healing in our relationships instead of focusing on competition in them. We try to follow Jesus, learning to forgive, to heal, to reconcile, to tend others for their benefit and for the benefit of our own souls. These are the practices that get us, as DeMello would say, out of kindergarten and into God's eternal and full and peaceable world. So, will we ever invite the risk, the unpredictability, the necessary change involved in seeking real joy, in seeking the fullness of life with Christ? Do we want to be made well? Or are we just hoping that Jesus will fix our toys? Amen.